Tonight's Girls Golf Sports Report for Thursday, May 7th, brought to you by Brinks Exteriors Roofing Contractors that you can trust. A fairly busy night in girls golf. Six of our area teams in action, including a conference tournament going on in the Rolling Valley. We'll get to that here in just a couple of moments. But let's start with the Kemper Knights. They've been on a roll here as of late, really all season long. The Knights headed down to Atlantic for a quad, and Kemper would come away with a pretty convincing victory. The Knights shot a 168 on the day. Atlantic would finish in second on their home course down at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. They ended up with that 191. Clarinda shot a 193 to take third, and Glenwood was in fourth with a 211. The Knights swept the top two honors. Shiata Lujano shot a 39 to earn medalist honors. Lujano on the day would finish up with one birdie and five pars. Addie Biter was your runner-up medalist. She shot a 40 on the day, finishing with one birdie and three pars. Elsa Tiefenthaler had a 42 to shoot with four pars. And Brooklyn Lahr added a 47 with one hole where she shot a four and four holes where she shot a five. Addison Tigges added a 56, and Adeline Pedig would shoot a 59. We have some results available for the Carroll meet last night. They were down at Carlisle at Shadow Valley. There was no real results reported last night from Carlisle. We did get a few results last night from Carroll. Now, there was no team scores reported. Ella Perry had a really good round, but no score available for her yesterday. Reese Heller finished up with a 53. J.C. Gutchell had a 59, which is a personal best for her this season. And Allie Cook would add a 63. The Tigers, again, just did have four golfers golfing. And again, we'll try to update the website down below with the typed up stuff if more details do become available. So check down and scroll down to the Carroll portion of the typed up stuff to see if updated stuff has been added. We'll get that added as soon as we receive it from Carlisle. Coon Rapids Baird and Glenn Ralston were at the Rolling Valley Conference meet at Crestwood Hills. Crusaders pick up a conference championship, shooting a 401 on the day. Cam was second with a 422. Bowyer Valley third with a 435. And Glenn Ralston fourth with a 441. Ann Hart was your medalist from Coon Rapids Baird. She finished up with a 97, winning on a scorecard playoff against her teammate, Kara Hart. Now, Anna did go 43 on the front nine, 54 on the back nine, finishing with four pars on the day. Kara also shot a 97, becoming the runner-up medalist, going 45 on the front nine, 52 on the back nine, with two pars on the day. Brielle Bass added a 100, going 50 and 50 on the front and back nine, with three pars total. And Sophia Speary shot a 107 for a 56 on the front nine, 51 on the back nine, with a couple of pars. Leah Woodard had a 113, and Ella Heidoff would finish up with a 115. For Glenn Ralston, four golfers. Chloe Peters led them with a 104, had a 50 on the front nine, 54 on the back nine with one par. Emerson Chaney had a 111 with a 55 on the front nine, 56 on the back nine with one hole with a four and one hole with a five. Madeline Trost had a 113 on the day with a 53 on the front nine and a 60 on the back nine. She had two pars. And Olivia Squibb also with a 113 with a 57 on the front nine and a 56 on the back nine. She would also add a couple of pars. We move now over to East Sac County. They were at Manson Northwest Webster for a quad at the Manson Golf and Country Club. The Raiders would finish third with a 220. Newell Fonda won it with a 197. Sioux Central was second with the 215, followed again by East Sac County with the 220. Manson Northwest Webster did not have enough golfers for a team score. For East Sac County, Reese Ashinger led the way. She shot a 47 on the day, ended up earning runner-up medalist honors. She had two holes where she shot a four and four holes where she shot a five. Reagan King had a 49 on the day with one hole where she shot a four and four holes where she shot a five. Sophia Villegas had a 61 with three holes with a five. And Scotty Eichhorn had a 63 with one hole with a five. Ella Wick would add a 71 for the Raiders as well. Keely Spooner of it. Sioux Central was your medalist. She finished up with a 46. In our final girls golf meet of the day on Thursday, South Central Calhoun went to a triangular at Southeast Valley. They held that at the Gowrie Municipal Golf Course. The Titans, again, just three golfers, so no team score. Altarilla won the day with a 181. Southeast Valley was second with a 220. Sophia Webker ended up having the top score for the Titans. She shot a 52 with one hole where she shot a 4 and two holes where she shot a 5. Sammy Schumacher added a 60 with one hole where she shot a 5. And Bradley Bruns had a 70 with one hole where she shot a 4 and one hole where she shot a 5. Avery Westfall ended up with a 40. She was from Alta Aurelia. She, of course, was your medalist on the day. Her teammate, Quimby Keese, was your runner-up medalist again for Alta Aurelia. She would shoot a 44. And again, if you missed any of the details, check out the website down below. I do have everything that we've received typed. And again, if we get results after I've got this recorded from that Carroll meet where we get the team scores and the rest of the Carroll scores, I will add that information down below. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting for the CB Sports Network.